global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. Stocks are moving up as the price of oil moves up as well, sending energy companies higher. Big tech stocks, which have been mostly left out of the post-election rally, turn sharply higher. Microsoft, Facebook, and Google's parent company, Alphabet, all post solid gains. We check those markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is up 0.3%, up 6. The Dow is down 0.3%, down 53. NASDAQ is up 0.8%, up 41. The 10-year's up 12 30 seconds with a yield of 2.21%. West Texas Intermediate's now up 4.4% at $45.25 a barrel. That's up $1.93. COMEX Gold's up 0.25% at $12.24.30 an ounce. The yen 108.92, the euro 107.30, the pound 124.19. See how things wind up overseas. The FTSE up 0.6%, the DAX in Germany up 0.4%, and the CAC in Paris up 0.6%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Pim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
Automakers have been the driver, or one of the main drivers, of the recovery in the U.S. economy with fantastic sales of automobiles. One company that surely has benefited from that trend is Tata Technologies, which makes some of the automotive parts and is very in touch with the trends in this area. I want to bring in Warren Harris, who's CEO and Managing Director of Tata Technologies in Novi, Michigan. Warren, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Thank you. So I wanted just to get your take. We've heard from a lot of heads of big automobile companies. They feel like the industry is hitting some kind of plateau and may start to slowly see some decline in sales. From your perspective, what's your take on this?
I think certainly we've had a very strong run-up over the last probably 8-9 years. I think it's highly likely that that things will start to plateau. But I think that the if there's any decline over the next couple of years, it will be driven by macroeconomic issues. And I think everybody is obviously watching the drivers behind some of those things.
Warren, I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit in detail about some of your most recent collaborations. I know, for example, you're big in robotics. You use robots from a variety of vendors, but you also have 3D modeling capability for automobile manufacturing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. The value proposition of the company is kind of split into two. We undertake product development services for the automotive industry. We also do it for aerospace and industrial machinery. But on the flip side, we also help organizations in manufacturing select and deploy the technology on which new products are built. In terms of the product development services, we provide capabilities all the way through the provision of people, through the full outsourcing of programs. For instance, we've recently helped a premier automotive manufacturer in Europe launch a new SUV. We had people in the styling studio. We were responsible for all the detailed design, and we also helped launch that product in Europe and also in China. On the technology side of things, the sort of things that we do, we're very involved in a lot of the deployment of PLM solutions. So that's the old CAD/CAM and PDM solutions.
Was that project life management?
Product life cycle management.
Life cycle management, correct.
That's right. Yeah. And also we're also responsible for things like the rollout of dealer management systems, and then the implementation of ERP systems and the systems integration that surrounds all of that.
Warren, manufacturing has very much been front and center in the past few weeks. People are talking about bringing more manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. I'm wondering, from your perspective, given the cost of labor in different places, do you think it's realistic?
I do think it's realistic. I think technology has got an enormous part to play in that. I think labor is increasingly a smaller percentage of the overall costs. And I think the more progressive OEMs are also seeing the support that that co-locating the R&D and manufacturing activities can provide to innovation.
Can you explain a little bit more? So in other words, having the places where people develop the ideas right next to the places where people actually make the stuff is helpful. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I think in the last 20 years, we've seen a sort of a disaggregation of the value chain. And I think that that what that has challenged a lot of engineers with is really an understanding of what it takes to successfully develop progressive and breakthrough products.
Does that mean that from your perspective that Tata is going to be bringing more jobs or back to the U.S. manufacturing jobs?
I think we've certainly played a role in all of the industry verticals in which we support to really enable the implementation of state-of-the-art manufacturing capabilities, which have allowed the bringing back of plant and assembly processes back to the. To the developed world. A lot of the companies in automotive and specifically industrial machinery are making big investments in that space.
Thank you very much. Warren Harris is the chief executive and the managing director for Tata Technologies, joining us from Novi, Michigan. Tata Technologies, of course, a division of the Tata Group, the multinational holding company that's headquartered in Mumbai, India. All right, let's turn our attention now to politics, policy, and power, because that's coming up next. We've got Amy Morris and Alan Bjerga. All right, Alan, tell us, what can we expect over the next hour?
So President Obama is on his final foreign trip, and it's a long one and a bit of a strange one as he becomes the de facto ambassador of Donald Trump, reassuring the world. We'll also be taking a look at drug costs and manufacturers, Big Pharma, taking a look at potential fights in Congress against higher prices as the populist wave continues.
All right. We'll be looking forward to that. Alan Bjerga, he is co-host of Politics, Policy, and Power, along with Amy Morris. Thanks for listening to Bloomberg Markets. I'm Pim Fox, along with Lisa Abramowitz. This is Bloomberg.